USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran lied about never having a nuclear weapons program.
That's the Israeli Prime Minister who yesterday produced files he claims indicate Iran did cover up a nuclear weapons program for years before signing the nuclear deal in 2015. This morning, Benjamin Netanyahu tells Fox and Friends,
100,000 secret files prove that they lied. Second, even after the deal, Iran continued to preserve and expand its nuclear weapons know-how for future use.
President Trump has till May 12th to decide whether to pull the U.S. out of that nuclear deal with Iran, and Netanyahu is urging him to do so. The White House is pushing back steel and aluminum tariff exemption deadlines for the European Union and some other allies, saying the May 1st deadline's being extended for 30 days to allow further discussions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Despite backlash from Democrats and Republicans alike, the comedian who hosted the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night says she would do it all over again. Michelle Wolf being criticized for harsh jokes aimed at members of the administration, including Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. But Wolf says in a Monday interview,
I'm honestly, I wouldn't change a single word that I said. I'm very happy with what I said.
Wolf speaking there on NPR's Fresh Air. Members of a migrant caravan from Central America petitioning for asylum in the United States as 8 women and children entered U.S. territory at a San Diego entry point to make their claim for asylum. They're part of the group of Central American migrants who've traveled across Mexico to the border with the United States in the hopes of getting protection from U.S. authorities. A larger group from the caravan is waiting on the Mexican side of the border. Remember, we're online. Find us anytime at usaradio.com.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Singapore, as well as Korea's demilitarized zone between the North and South, are being discussed as possible sites for President Trump's planned summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Those are two places the president mentioned during a news conference at the White House yesterday, saying his summit with Kim could be a very big event that a lot of nations have volunteered to host. The Vatican's third-ranking official is facing trial on sexual abuse charges. A magistrate in Melbourne, Australia, saying 76-year-old Vatican treasurer Cardinal George Pell faces multiple charges of historical sex assault offenses from a number of complainants. Although several more serious charges have been dropped, the court announced the cardinal would still be ordered to stand trial. He's the most senior figure in the Vatican to ever face criminal charges. And a new study reports African Americans suffering from heart failure are less likely than white patients to get care from a heart specialist. Earlier research showing that care overseen by a cardiologist does improve survival rates for heart failure recipients. Now, this new study by researchers at the University of Arizona finds white patients are 40% more likely than blacks to get primary care from a cardiologist. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.